Part 10, Chapter 9. The perfect crime began by appointing Kerr the deputy head of the planet. It was all done within the hour, and distributed and posted. The company rules allowed for a deputy. There was none, and it was only logical that one be appointed. To do this, Turl used the already signed order pages he had gotten from Numph. In the evening, Turl took Numph aside, swearing him to strict secrecy and hinting his swindle with pay and bonus funds might be at risk, and got him to make an appointment with a new employee named Snit. He did not inform Numph that Snit was the cover name of Jayed of the Imperial Bureau of Investigation. Turl impressed on Numph that no one must know of the appointment. It must take place at the hour just before midnight in the administration compound. He also didn't mention that the offices would be deserted at that time. Telling Numph it was all for his own protection, Turl arranged to be standing behind a curtain in Numph's office when Jayed arrived. With very expert care, Turl had oiled and charged an assassin gun, a silent weapon. He had also prepared two remote explosion blasting caps. Just before the appointment time, Turl told Numph to be sure his handgun was loaded and ready in his lap. This frightened Numph a little, but Turl said,
"I'll be right behind this curtain, protecting you."
Numph was at the desk, gun in lap. Turl was behind the curtain. The hour of the appointment arrived. So far, Turl had been calm and masterful. But as he waited, his nerves were playing him tricks and making his eye bones twitch. What if Jayed didn't come? A dreadful minute went by. Then another. Jayed was late. Then, what a relief to Turl. The slither of footsteps in the outside hall. Of course, Jayed must have been putting a probe to the area to see whether it was free of surveillance devices. What a fool, thought Turl, illogically. Turl had already done that, and very thoroughly, too. There were no surveillance devices here. The door slid quietly open, and Jayed came in. His head was down. He had not even bothered to change out of his tattered ore sorter clothes.
"You sent for me, your planet ship,"
muttered Jayed. As he had been coached, Numph said,
"Are you certain that no one knows you are here?"
"Yes, your planet ship,"
mumbled Jayed. What an act, thought Turl, contemptuously. He stepped out from behind the curtain and walked forward.
"Hello, Jayed,"
said Turl. The fellow was jolted. He looked up.
"Turl? Is it Turl?"
IBI agents were trained. They never forgot a face. Turl knew the fellow had not seen him for years and years, and then only as a security student at the mine school when Jayed had been investigating a crime there. One interview. But it didn't fool Turl. He knew Jayed must have studied and studied the photographs and records of every executive here, and especially the security chiefs. Turl smiled disdainfully